In the word of a king, there is power. That's the title of today's episode of Pocketing God's Promises. Welcome to Pocketing God's Promises, a practical podcast where we consider inspiring stories of missionaries and gospel workers of the past and reflect on timeless truths that still transform our lives today. Whether you're a pastor, parent, missionary, or another believer seeking to live a life of deeper consecration to Christ, this podcast is for you. Join us as we learn from these examples of the past to take God at His word today. I'm John Crocker.
And I'm Tim Berry. Today's story I want to tell from the life of J. Hudson Taylor actually comes from his younger years. He was 19 years of age at the point in this story. It's the winter of 1852. He's working for a doctor. All of this is preparation for China. And specifically at this time, the lesson he is burdened for personally is that he needs to learn that he can move men through prayer to God alone. And he feels like if he can't trust God to do this for him in England, how can he trust God to do this in China? And God brings a couple of lessons or incidents into his life to help him learn this lesson. One of these occurred late on a Sunday night. Taylor's boss is a Christian man, Dr. Hardy. He is a forgetful man, and he sometimes forgets to pay Taylor his salary. And Taylor has decided that rather than remind Dr. Hardy, he's just going to pray about it. He's not going to remind him that his salary is due, even though Dr. Hardy's told him that he's welcome to remind him. And so it's a Sunday night, and Taylor is down to one half-crown piece in his pocket. Now, we don't use crowns and pounds in our culture here, but a half crown is a coin worth 2 shillings and 6 pence. A shilling is worth 12 pence. It's about 30 pence, or about 1/8 of a British pound. A British pound is 240 pence at the time of this story. So he's headed home late after a Sunday evening service, about 10 o'clock at night. He's accosted by a poor Irishman to come and pray for his dying wife. Well, Taylor detects by the man's accent that he's Irish, and he assumes he's Catholic, and he says, well, why didn't you call for the priest to come pray? And the man says, well, the priest charges 18 pence to pray, and I don't have money for food. How much more money for a priest? So Taylor goes with the man, and he's almost chiding with the man. Why didn't you go to the relieving officer? He's feeling the weight of this half-crown piece in his pocket. That's all the money he has in the world. And now he has food for dinner that night. He's got food for breakfast the next morning, but he has nothing after that. And Taylor begins to wish that his half crown were in change. If it were only 2 shillings and a sixpence, he'd be glad to give the man something, but he can't give the man his last coin. So they trudge up this miserable flight of stairs into a wretched room. There are 4 or 5 hungry-looking children. A mother's lying on a pallet. There's a 36-hour-old infant moaning beside her. It's obvious that her condition and that of the infant is very dire. And Taylor begins to assure this family, these hungry kids, father, this mother that's dying. He assures them of a kind and a loving Heavenly Father who cares for people, and his conscience is screaming to him, "You hypocrite, telling these unconverted people about a kind and loving Father in heaven and not prepared yourself to trust Him without a half a crown?" And Taylor is not yet willing to part with his half crown. He needs God plus that half crown. He kneels down for prayer to pray for this mother, and his scolding conscience attacks him again. He can barely make it through his prayer, and he finishes, and the man says, "If you can help us, for God's sake, do." And Taylor records that at that moment, a verse flashed through his mind. "Give to him that asketh of thee," taken from Matthew chapter 5, verse 42. And of that incident, he says, as that verse flashed through his mind, he says, "In the word of a king, there is power." And that verse flashed through his mind, and he was able to then give that half crown to assure them, this family, this was the last money he had, but because of his faith and his God, he knew that God would supply for him, and he joyfully gives them the last money that he has. And he speaks of the joy that flooded him. And he says this, not only was the woman saved, but in his mind, he was saved too. not in terms of salvation, but in terms of his faith, his future, his ministry, his life in China. He was fully trusting the Father whose love and goodness he had declared to that family, and he was trusting his Heavenly Father plus nothing. He goes on to recount how the next morning he received an envelope, and out of it dropped a half sovereign. A half sovereign is basically half a pound, a coin worth 120 pence, four times the amount of the half crown he had given. And of course, this incident ministered to Taylor's faith in a remarkable way.
A wonderful, wonderful story of God's provision and God's working. As we think about Taylor's words there and this thought that flashed across his mind, in the word of a king, there is power. Tim, what can we learn from that story and from those words of Taylor?
To me, a key thought from this is that God's words enable obedience when we lay hold of them by faith. And I thought of Psalm 119:11, and so many of us know this verse, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And I tend to think of this as really, in a sense, okay, this verse is a great deterrent to things that I should not do. But hiding and treasuring God's word in our heart so that these phrases of verses come to our minds in our times of need, hiding God's word in our hearts actually helps us to obey positively things that we ought to do.
I do love this thought, and I think just for myself, I'm taken away from this story, just for my own application. Here's a reason to, as you said from Psalm 119, is this verse says, to hide God's words in my heart, or as the title of this podcast is, pocket God's promises. This is a reason for me to do this. There are times when I am facing something that's actually really, really challenging. There's a step of obedience that I know God wants me to take. It's as clear as could be what he is setting before me to do, but it's really, really hard. And I don't know the consequences. I don't know what steps are going to come next. I don't know if I step forward in obedience. I actually don't know what the next step might be or what consequences might come. But I love this story because it teaches me that if I would hide God's words in my heart, if I would pocket his promises, then God, the Spirit, would actually pull those out at moments when I need them most. Just like he did with Taylor, this verse that flashed across his mind right at this moment of need, God would do that for me as well. And he would actually use his words to propel me to obey and take that step of obedience in faith that God would continue to care for me, or he would take that step of obedience and really turn it into whatever he desires. And he uses his words to actually stir that obedience in my heart. I want to apply this to my own life and really encourage listeners to do the same today. We are often faced with situations where we know God is calling us to obey his words. He has set before us something very clear that he desires that we do. But we're looking at this step and we're thinking, wow, that's really challenging, or I don't know what consequences this obedience will bring, or if I take this step of obedience, I have no idea what the next one might look like. And there are so many unknowns that create these doubts and fears in our hearts, much like Taylor was experiencing when he knew he needed to give up this last coin. And I think for me, this is a reason to pocket God's promises. It's actually a real great motivation to do what that verse from Psalm 119 that you mentioned, Tim, to hide his words in my heart. Because at moments like that, when I am facing a really challenging step of obedience to the Lord, God the Spirit is going to pull those words out and actually use his own words to propel me to obey. Even when I don't know what might come next, it will be those promises, those words from God that I have put in my pocket by his grace, that he will use to stir me to live in a way that pleases him.
Thank you for listening to Pocketing God's Promises, a podcast of GFA Missions. If we could serve you or help you as you carry out the Great Commission, please visit us at gfamissions.org/pocketing. Until next time, remember to pocket God's promises and take him at his word today.